And now, our story continues. Leroy Duval had been a consoling companion to Mavis Haggerty from the moment Ricky's trouble had come to light. He was always ready with a sympathetic word, always available for a charitable service when Mavis needed him. It was Duval who had accompanied her on her first trip to the hospital. Duval, whose sinister reason for the visit, to complete the job he had bungled at the time of Ricky Scanlon's abduction, was cloaked by the veil of friendship. And it was Duval who today drove Mavis to the hospital a second time to see her brother. Mavis was highly incensed by the time she was permitted to see Ricky. Already peeved by Dr. Paul's earlier refusal to let her in, her indignation increased when a deputy eyed her suspiciously at Ricky's door, and soared to greater heights when she entered the room and was confronted by the nurse, Miss Blake, who, on orders from Dr. Paul, refused to leave the room. Plainly expressing her feelings, Mavis said,
Okay, so you gotta stay in the room. A lot of privacy, that gives us. He can be alone with me, can't he? You think I'm gonna hurt him, my own brother? It seems...
All right, Mavis, let it ride.
For crying out loud. Pity they can't trust your own sister.
Hi, kid. Gee, it's good to see you. How do you feel?
Okay, Mavis. I'm glad you came.
I've just been worried sick. And they wouldn't even let me in to see you before. Three times I've been here. How do you like that?
Yeah, I know. Dr. Paul told me you were.
And me, your own sister. I had a mind to tell him off. Fine thing.
No use to be sore about it, Mavis. What's in the package?
I went by your boarding house and picked up some stuff for you. Toothbrush, razor, and stuff.
Thanks, Mavis. I can use it.
Yeah. Got something else in there, too. Maybe I oughtn't to have, but I did anyway.
What's that?
That picture of Donna Cabot you had on your dresser. I thought you'd want it.
You did, Mavis? Oh, golly, that's swell. Thanks a lot.
Why don't you stop carrying a torch for her, Ricky? Forget her. A girl like that... She don't mean nothing but trouble for you.
No, that isn't true, Mavis. Donna's a swell girl. I wish you could understand it.
Well, it beats me. I don't see how you can say that after what she's done to you. Ricky, I... Shoot. How's a body gonna talk with that dame in here?
Miss Blake? Don't mind her, Mavis. She isn't even paying any attention to us.
A fine thing. First I gotta beat my way past the cop at the door, and then we can't even have a private talk. Couldn't be any worse when you're in the reform school. You... Oh, I'm sorry, kid. I didn't mean that.
That's okay, Mavis. I know where I'm headed.
Maybe not, Ricky. That's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. You think she's listening?
Of course not. She's writing letters or something. What difference does it make, anyway?
There's no use telling your business to everybody. Honest, kid, it just kills me seeing a spot like this. But don't you worry. I'm going to stick by you. You wouldn't come to me before this thing broke, but you've got to listen to me now. Mr. Duval, Ricky, he's been swell to me. All I got to do is snap my fingers and he jumps. And he's got a lot of influence, kid. You'd be surprised some of the people he knows. And if I say the word, he'll get a smart lawyer for you. And that's all you need, Ricky. It oughtn't to be so tough getting you out of this.
Yeah? Well, that won't be necessary, Mavis. I've already given the sheriff a statement admitting my part in the bootlegging.
That don't make any difference. There must be some, you know, what do you call them, circumstances?
Extenuating?
Yeah, that's it. A smart lawyer could get you off.
But that's just it, Mavis. I'm not particularly interested in getting off. I did a pretty lousy thing, and I know it. I'm guilty.
Don't be a sap, Ricky. It's just like tossing yourself to the wolves. The only thing you're guilty of is being dumb. You should only listen to me in the first place.
I know, Mavis. But I don't think you get what I mean. I'm sorry for what's happened. But it's taught me something I might not have learned until I was a lot older. Old enough to make a much bigger mistake. And maybe too old to start over. Then I'd really have been messed up. I had the wrong slant on a lot of things. Including people. Sure. I had to learn the hard way, but I'm glad I found out anyhow. Maybe I'll get a break. I don't know. If I do, it won't be long until I'm out. And then I got a lot to look forward to. It's not too late to make something of myself. And I got more reason for it now than ever. In the first place, I got to prove to myself and to everybody else that I'm okay. And in the second place, there's Donna.
Donna? Yeah, it sure sounds like you've learned your lesson. She's not for you, Ricky. Get wise to it. If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be in this jam now.
No, you're wrong, Mavis. But I guess there's no use to tell you about it. I don't think I could, even if I tried. It's just something I feel. The thing that makes me want to take this on the chin and get it over with.
For crying out loud, Ricky. You don't think she's going to stick by you through this, do you? You're such a dope kid. You're just going to end up being hurt worse than ever. You're not in the same league with her, that's all.
That doesn't make any difference to Donna.
Okay, Ricky. You won't listen to me, but I know it's a mistake. One of these days, we'll find out who's right.
Yeah. We'll find out, Mavis. Then you'll understand what I mean.
A short time later, Mavis Haggerty left her young brother. As she closed the door of the hospital behind her and stepped onto the sidewalk, Donna Cabot was just entering.
Hello, Mrs. Haggerty.
Oh, hello.
You've been to see Ricky? How is he?
Okay, I guess.
I was just going to see him myself, if Dr. Paul will let me.
Why don't you leave him alone?
Leave him alone?
But that's what I said. Leave him alone. He don't mean anything to you. Haven't you caused enough trouble?
I understand how you feel, Mrs. Haggerty, and I don't blame you. But don't say Ricky doesn't mean anything to me. I know I've hurt him terribly and that I'm responsible for what's happened. There isn't anything I wouldn't do to undo it if it were possible. Ricky's the last person in the world I'd want to hurt, Mrs. Haggerty. Because I love him. Yes, and I know Ricky loves me.
You knew that all along, from the start. The way he was making a fool of himself because of you.
Mrs. Haggerty, there's no way I can take the responsibility or share the punishment with Ricky. But I will stand by him and I'll wait for him. Ricky understands that. I wish you would.
Listen, kid. Maybe you're on the level with Ricky now. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say you are. You think and mean all these things you're saying. Sure, you probably feel up to here with remorse. You want to make up to him for what's happened. But you're only going to hurt him again by giving out with this talk about how you're going to wait for
him. But why, Mrs. Haggerty? I mean it. I wish you'd believe me.
Sure you mean it now. But how you feel about it a year from now or 2 years? Ricky's a funny kid, Donna. When he makes up his mind about something, he sticks with it. He'll go to reform school, and all the time he's there, he'll be thinking you feel the same way he does. But in the meantime, you'll get to feeling a lot different. You're just an infant, only 15. You don't even know what you want. You'll change. Maybe you don't think so now, but you will.
You can't say that. You haven't any reason. How can you know that I'll change?
How? Because it's in the cards, that's all. You and Ricky, why, you're far apart as a pole. Do you think your family would hold still for it? The upper crust Cabots with all their dough and snooty manners? How do you think they'd feel about Ricky? Don't worry. It won't ever go that far.
I think you're being mean and unfair. You're only trying to hurt me.
No, I'm not, kid. I'm just trying to put you wise to yourself and to keep you from hurting Ricky any more than he's already been hurt. While Ricky's in reform school, you'll still be playing around with plenty of chances to meet guys in your own class. So why kid yourself? Right now, you're all mixed up. Feeling sorry for Ricky and remorseful and a lot of other things. Keep telling yourself you got to make it up to him for what you've done. Well, maybe you think you're being honest. But telling him you'll be waiting around when he gets out and everything's going to be just ducking, that's just inviting him to more trouble. I'm giving it to you straight, Donna. If you want to do something for Ricky, just leave him alone.
Mavis turned and walked away from the bewildered young girl. A few moments earlier, Donna had been, for the first time in many days, buoyant and gay. A her unhappiness for the time being forgotten in the excitement of seeing Ricky again. Now, watching Mrs. Haggerty's retreating figure, tears came to her eyes. Was Ricky's sister right? Was she again on the verge of hurting Ricky? Hurting him even more than she had previously?